Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for learning with Shichyu for Simcha Benecha Gito, Tina Basheva Basnecha Gito, Chanaliva Basnecha Gito. And it's based on Torah of Moriva Rabbi, Harabba Gorm of Yaakov Zabin Hamlik Shlita. It says in the Torah, Vyomre Lavin Yashem, Rasher Tisicha Mir Kazdim, Lasis Lachas Eretz Azos the Rishta, Vyomre Shem Lakim Bamei Daki Rashena, Vyomre Lav, Kholi Eglam Mishuleshes. The Isle Mishulash, Visor Begozal, the Yomel Avram Yadoa Teda, Kigir Yezar Acha, Beretz Lolahem, Vavdum Vinero Sam Rabbi Mashana, the Gamasagoy Shea Vodu Dananoche, Bachorich and Yetzir Bachush Kadoso. He said, I am Hashem. Hashem said to Avram, I am Hashem who took you out of Ur Kazdim to give you this land to inherit. And he says, Hashem, how do I know I'm going to inherit it? And he says to him, take from me these animals, and he cut them up. Brisban Absarim, and he says to Avram, you should know, Yadoa Teda, because your seed is going to be strangers in a land that's not theirs, and they're going to serve them and be afflicted 400 years, and the nation also I'm going to judge, the Mitzrim, those people, and then afterwards they're going to go out Berechush Gadol, and Rashi tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu that he's going to give him Eretz Yisrael, he asks for an os. When he says he's going to give him seed, he doesn't ask for an os. But Eretz Yisrael, he asks for an os. Dan Anochi, Rashi says, what's the Dan Anochi? Be'eser Makos. Baruch Hush Gadol B'mamun Gadol. Like it says, Vayinatzlu Es Mitzrayim. They're going to come out with big money. And it says they emptied Mitzrayim out. Gemara Nedarim, Adav Lamed Bezam at Aleph, it says, Amri Abom Rulazar, why was Amri Avinu punished and his children were enslaved for 210 years? Because he turned Talmid Chachamim into army people. He conscripted to the army Talmid Chachamim. It says that he took Chanicha of Yelide Beso, and they fought the war, so that's why. Shmuel says, because he Hifriz Amidos of Shalak Arush Baruch Hu, says, Bemei Daki Yerushen, he started asking questions about Hashem's Midas. B'Yechanan says, because he separated people from entering under the wing of the Shechina. Because it says in the Pasuk that the king of Stom said, you give me the people and you take the money. And he shouldn't have given the people, he should have been beguiling them. Where it says, Vaita Vayarak as Chanicha Bilide Beso, Rav Amar Shehorikan Bitora, Shmuel Amar Shehorikan Bizav, Shmonameos. So what does it mean, Vorikan Bitora? Rashi says that he taught them Torah, like a person who pours from vessel to vessel. Shmuel says, Horikan Bizav. He gave them a lot of gold. Shmona Asar Vishlosh Meos, there were 318 people. Amar of Ami, Amar of Bar Abba Eliezer, Keneged Kulam. Bar Abba, Eliezer, Keneged Kulam. That Eliezer is equal to all of them. Iked Amri Eliezer, who the Chush B'nai Hachi Havi. And some say, no, it's Eliezer, and that's Begematria 318. Not that Eliezer was equal to all of them, but all he had was Eliezer, and that's 318. The Rush writes, why was Avraham Avinu punished? Even though the Aver is Mefurish, because he says, Bameida. Nevertheless, Avera Zuha Nishaso, Lios Nofel Bameida. What Avera caused Avraham Avinu to fall into the Bameida? What was the root? Why did Avraham Avinu start asking on the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He continues. We had a long shiur on this rush very recently. You can listen there. Now we're going to go on a different mahalach. Shorikam b'tara, zirzam b'schus ha'tara, or b'shvila nitzchu mulchama. He was mizariz them. He exhorted them in the schus of Torah, and for that they won the war. Shorikam b'zav, Rashi, pasach lehem otzros, kedei shigelchu imo b'nefesh chafetza. He opened up the storehouses in order that they should go with him with a desirable heart. See, he paid them well. Either he was mezaris them in Torah, and in that merit they won the war in the schus of Torah, or he gave them money and in that schus they won the war. So that's the Rush. The Rush writes a big chiddush that even though Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan agree to Shmuel that the Iker Chet of Avram Avinu was that he said, Bameida ki Roshena, that they agree with, that the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan mentioned other sins, that's to explain that these sins created a matzav where Avram Avinu would then say, Bameida. Afa pisha veris onish mefurashis, the rest is alarm of Bameida. He said, Bameida, that's what he did. So they agree with Shmuel. That's what Shmuel says. Everybody agrees with Shmuel. So this Avera punished him to fall into the Bame'eda. In other words, the fact that he drafted to his army, Talmid Chachamim, or the fact, that's the first opinion of Rebbe Lazar, and the opinion of Rebbe Yechanan, is that he didn't megayer the people that he got back in the war, the nefesh that he gave back to the Melech Sdom. So that's what caused him to start asking questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hifrizal Midosa. But everybody agrees to Shmuel, and the Machlokas is just what brought about that sin. And the Rush even writes more than that. The Rush writes, Sha'avera sa'onish mefuresha salam rava me'eda. Considered explicit in the pasuk. So in the previous shiur we said that it's mefurish because of the lashon of das. Avraham Avinu said b'me'eda, and Hashem says yadoa teida. How do I know that I'm going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? And yadoa teida, you should know that first you're going to have to go down to Egypt. If you want to know, then this is what you're going to know. You want to know so much, you want to know that you're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. You need a proof for that. So you should just know that you're going to get something you don't really want to know. That's the way, maybe what the Rush means. That's why it's Mefurish in the Pasuk. But it's still difficult to understand. Where do we see before this that Avraham Avinu was where do you see that it's so explicit in this pasuk that Avraham Avinu really lost out on getting Eretz Yisrael directly? In other words, the implication of the Rush is that he not said b'me'eda, they would have gone right in. But because he said b'me'eda, so now there's an onesh. But who says? That's how the Rush is understanding Shmuel. But how do you see that in the pasuk? That b'me'eda will require a yadoa teida. How do you know that it's necessarily an onesh? Maybe it's Pasha Yisurim. In order to be Zochet and something so awesome like Eretz Yisrael, you need to have Yisurim. Like the Gemara says in Brachas that we discussed in that shir, three things you get with Yisurim: Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. So maybe this is just the Yisurim. Who says it was a punishment? So it would appear to say a big chiddush, and that is that before he said Bame'eda, He said, "Vayomrei lav Hashem, Vayomrei lav, ani Hashem, Asher hotzeisicha mi'ur kazdim, aseis lecha es ha'aretz hazos l'rishta." So when Hashem says to him, "I am Hashem who took you out of Ur Kasdim," you can feel that this pasuk sounds a lot like a pasuk that we all know, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher hotzeisicha me'aretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avadim." This pasuk is "Vayomrei lav ani Hashem Asher hotzeisicha mi'ur kazdim." And in Seres Hadibros we say, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher hotzeisicha me'aretz Mitzrayim." So in the Medrash Rab and the Alkut Shimoni here, it says that the lashon of Asher hotzeisicha me'ur kazdim was said, you know, with respect to saving Avram Avinu from the Kivshan Ha'esh. "I am Hashem who took you from the Eish of Eretz Kazdim." And that's like the first pasuk of the Seres Hadibros. "I am Hashem, and I took you out of Mitzrayim." "B'derech Neis," from this place of Tzara. It's like you were in the furnace and I took you out of B'derech Neis in a place of Tzara. Here also, I took you out of this place of Tzara, of Mitzrayim, of Mitzrayim. And this is a revelation that Hashem's running the world, and that Hashem's going to take care of Ram's seed. So it comes out from the sheet of Shmuel in this sugya, an incredible perish. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram that his chus in Eretz Yisrael is going to be completed because of his emunah shleima and because of bitul avodah zarah. He's going to believe in Hashem and not in any idols. And if there's any need for Yisurim to get to the Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael, that's enough that Avraham Avinu had the Kivshan Ha'esh. And now he's Muchan Liskos, the Kabbalah, the Seres HaDibros in Eretz Yisrael. And the first Dibra is going to be "Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'ur Kazdim." So that was what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be, that was the original plan, Kibiyachal. "V'yomrei lav ani Hashem, asher hotzeisicha me'ur kazdim l'seis lecha etzaris ezos l'rishta." I am Hashem who took you out of Ur Kazdim, I took you out of the furnace. And I'm giving you this land to inherit. You're going to get the Seres Hadibros, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael, and any Yisurim that are necessary, you already went through. And when you get the Aseres HaDibros, it's going to be "Ani Hashem Asher Hotzeisicha Me'ur Kazdim." But then Avraham Avinu says, "Bame'eda," and he's answered that he needs 400 years of Inui and Avdus in order to be Zoche. So now he lost the schus of "Ani Hashem Asher Hotzeisicha Me'ur Kazdim," because of this chisaron in his emunah. And now there has to be a lot more yisurim, a lot more berurim before he's mekabel the Torah. And that's ger yezar acha beretz lolehem v'avadum vinu osam arba me'o shana. Now you need to have those 400 years in the kor habarzel of Mitzrayim, in the crucible of Mitzrayim. Originally had the crucible of the furnace, that was enough, but now you have to get Mitzrayim. And maybe that's what the Rush means when he says Shaveris Onish Mefuresh Salam Rav Me'ida, that if you read the Psukim Kisidram, it becomes clear that we have a parish of losing a schus in Eretz Yisrael. Originally you're supposed to get Eretz Yisrael of "Ani Hashem Asher Hotzeisicha Me'ur Kazdim." And a hischatshus of because of that, because you said "Bame'eda," Now instead, you need to be Beretz Olam Arba Mea Oshana. And all this because he said Bamei Eida. So that's how the Rosh understood maybe the Psukim. That Hashem originally said to him, I'm Hashem who took you out of war costume. And then everything is cool. I'm going to give you Saras Hadibras telling you Hashem who took you out of war costume. And that would have been already a Gilui an Hashgachas Hashem and Briyas HaOlam. You don't have to say Ani Hashem Elokecha Sheretz Yisicha Meiretz Anochi Hashem Elokecha Sheretz Yisicha Meiretz Mitzrayim, which is a Gilui and Briyas HaOlam and Hashgacha and everything. You already have a Gilui and Briyas HaOlam and Hashgacha from the fact that Hashem took Avraham Avinu out of the or caused him out of the burning furnace, and Avraham Avinu said Bameida. So from Bameida, then you get to the Yadoa Teida. Now he lost out, and there has to be the whole crucible of Mitzrayim, and that would be how Shmuel holds. Shmuel holds the Bameida brought to Yadoa Teida, and we see that in the Psukim because of the dimui between Anochi Hashem Elokecha Sheretz Yisicha Meretz Yisrael and Hashem Sheretz Yisicha Meretz Meor Kazdim, and then he said the Bameida, and he lost out. So this is enough to explain Shmuel. But the Rosh was Mechadesh, the Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Yechanan agreed to the Yisod of Shmuel. That the primary Avera was saying Bameida. And Rebbe Elazar said the reason of Avraham Avinu deploying Talmidei Chachamim and Rebbe Yechanan that he separated people from entering, and wasn't Megayer the people he captured in war. Those are only the averas that caused him to say the Bameida. So according to the Rosh, it's very difficult. Why did Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Yochanan look for new reasons if you already have the Bameida? Then why do you need new reasons why he did the Bameida, why he said the Bameida? You have in the Pasuk Bameida, Yadoa Teida. Ah, you said Bameida, Yadoa Teida, you're going to be in Mitzrayim. So that makes sense with Shmuel. That he asked on Hashem's Midos. He needed proofs. So why do you have to look for an Avera that caused him to say that? Just say he said that, and that was the Avera. Why do you need to look for an Avera that caused this Avera? So we have to say that there's something in the Psukim that tells us that something preceded this, that there was an Avera that caused him to say Bameida. So where do you see that? So we'll start with Rebbe Lazar. What did Rebbe Lazar say? Rebbe Lazar said that the sin that caused Avraham Avinu to say Bameida was Sha'asan Agari Yabatamei Chachamim. He deployed troops who were Talmidei Chachamim. So you obviously find somewhere in the Psukim this idea, and that's what caused Avraham Avinu to ask the Bameida. So let's see. There are Shitos Ben Atanaim that hold that the Bris Ben Absarim was done when Avraham Avinu was 70 years old. Rashi in Parshas Bo, Shmos Yabez Mem, Rashi in the Gemara Megillah Tesamad Aleph. And according to this Shita, so Bris Ben Absarim is in the Torah Shalokas Seder. Because at the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, we talk about Avraham Avinu traveling to Eretz Yisrael when he's 75. And then we go back 5 years and we talk about the Bris Ben Absarim. Oh boy. Mitzat Sheni, there are Shitas that learn these stories, Kesidram. So after Avraham Avinu was 75, he comes to Eretz Yisrael with Lot. Then they go down to Mitzrayim, they come back, they separate, Lot goes to Sdom, Lot's taken captive by the four kings who fought against Sdom and Amorah. Avram Avinu goes to save Lot. He beats the four kings at war. He runs after them till Damascus, till Damasek. Afterwards Hashem speaks to him. Avram Avinu says, Bameida, and then he gets the Nevuah of Bris Ben Absar. And that's Mashman Rashi Peperisha Ala Torah in our Parsha. Now we see in the Sugi Nedarim that Rabbi Lazar holds that the Parshas are Kesidram. Because he says that the Gzera of Yadoa Teida Kigeri Yezarecha was because of the sin that Avram Adinu did B'Shas Milchama Im Sdom, that he took Tamir Chachamim to war. So it must be that Sdom was before the Bris Ben Absarim. So if Sdom was before the Bris Ben Absarim, so then he's learning these Parshas Keseder. And he doesn't put the Bris Ben Absarim before Lech Lecha, before he gets the command to Hashem, from Hashem to go to Eretz Yisrael. So after we have this Hakdama, maybe we can understand Kavanas Chazal in this Sugya. How to learn Parashas Lech Lecha Lefi Das Rebbe Lazar in his special Shita. At the beginning of the Parash, it says that Avraham Avinu was commanded Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha Melatecha Be'savicha El Aretz Asher Areka. And even though he has an obligation to separate from his father's house, nevertheless it says, Ve'elech Avram kasher diber elam Hashem, ve'elech ito Lot. So how did he take Lot? He has to leave his father's house. What's he taking Lot with him for? There are two mahalchim in the Gemara. One is Shitas Rava and Rabbi Yitzchak and Nazir, that Lo was Ach Nifsha Mikiryas Oz. He was a sinful brother when he left Avram and he went to Eretz HaKikar and he went to live in Sdom. According to this opinion, Lo was Shaykh, as is explained at length in the Sefer Marbe Torah. Lo is Shaykh to Beis Avram and to the kiyum of the parish of Lech Lecha Mibeis Avicha, to leave Terach, go with Avram, and to be shayach to Klal Yisrael as Avram's brother. Ach nirsham mekiryasos, he's an ach. And when he separates from Avram and he goes to Sdom, he was sinful. He was sinful in his brotherhood. He went down in his madrega. It says, Vayipardu ishmi al achiv. They were like brothers. They were serving Hashem together. That's the mashmos of Rashi and Nazir Chav Kimel Amit Beis. So after Lot leaves Avram, it says, Vashem Amar al Avram, Echrei Parad Lot Meimosa, Neinecho, Reimen Amokom, Asher Atah Hashem, Tzafon of Negev, Vekeid Meviyama, Kez Kolarz, Asher Atah Re, Lechat Nenol Zarecha Ad Olam, Samti Es Zarecha Kafar Arz, Asher Im Yuchal Ish, Limnos Safar, Etz Kan, Gam Zarecha Yimaneh, So according to this opinion, so what does that pasuk mean? Hashem says to Avram, after Lot separates from him, lift up your eyes and see from the place that you're there, north, south, east, west, the land that you see, I'm going to give you and your seed forever, and I'm going to make your seed like the dust of the earth. People can count the dust of the earth, so to your seed can be counted. Go and walk in Eretz Yisrael, in length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael, because I'm going to give it to you. So according to this day, it makes sense to explain that this was said to Avram to appease him on losing Lot. He had this shutaf, he had this partner in his Avodas Hashem, he had a brother. Because of the machlokas, Lot made a mistake, he separated, and Hashem made him feel better. He said, don't worry about it too much. Even without the shutfus of Lot, Lot was supposed to be your partner in coming to Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully we'll discuss that in a different share. Now you're zocher to be Yorish Eretz Yisrael forever. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach in the Gemara is Rebbe Lazar and Yevamos. He says, what does it mean? Rabbi Elazar says, what does it mean? Hashem says to Avraham, I have two good things that are going to come from you. Rus amoavia nama amonit. Kol mishpachot ha'adama, afilu mishpachot ha'adarot ba'adamayin mevorach osel b'shvili Yisrael. Everybody is blessed because of the Jewish people. What does that mean? Rashi shtei brechos. These two brechos tovos. What are brechos tovos? Mavriches ha'gefen. Like when you put a gefen in the ground, you do havracha. That a person puts it in the ground, that it should grow. Rus ha'moav ve'avanam ha'monis. So who came from them? Malachim v'nevim. Nama was the mother of Rechavam. And from that came Chizkiyah, Va'asa, Yoshafat, who were Tzadik and Gemurim, Yeshaya. And Rus Hamoaviyah, of course, we know. So according to this opinion, already at the beginning of the Nevuah of Hashem to Avram Lech Lecha, it says, V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama. So it was revealed to Avram Avinu that Lot himself is not going to be zocheh to be part of Am Yisrael. Lot is going to be zocheh. There are going to be two tzidkanios that are going to be mizgayer, and they are going to be branches from a tree that you are mavrich. He's going to be connected through his, really it's Avram Avinu, descended from Avram Avinu. But also Rus and Naama, who came from Lot, that's the Havracha. Like Avram Avinu's tree is going into the ground and it's connecting to Lot, and then something comes out from Lot also. So they were like sort of grafted, the Havrich. But really Lot is part of Mishpachos HaAdama. He's really part of the families of the earth. People with their own land. He's really not part of Klal Yisrael. And that's Lot. And the Lot's chus is that his Amon and that Rus and Naama are going to be coming from him. So Naama Avinu took Lot in his Derech Teretz Yisrael. He didn't take him as a brother, as a partner. Avraham Avinu thought, this is Rebbe Lazar's shita, that it's kedai to watch over Lot, so he shouldn't go too far. So b'meshech hazman v'adaros, Lot will be zocheh to these two tzidkanios that are going to join Klal Yisrael. And the Malachim and Avim are going to come from them. And according to Rebbe Lazar, it makes sense that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram, after Lot separates from him, and he says, the whole land I'm giving you, and your seed forever, that's the Iker Gili of Yerushas Haaretz B'Shleimus. And now that it's clear that Lot is not shaykh to the Iker family of Avram, to be his Yoresh, to be his Mamali Makom, to fill his place, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Megalat Avram with a promise that all Eretz Yisrael is his Ad Olam forever. It's a complete Matana with no limit in time. So here's the primary revelation to Avram that he is going to be Zoche in Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. And now we understand that Rebbe Elazar Lishitasa, he holds in the Yavamis that Lot is not Avram Avinu's brother, he's not his partner, like according to the other Shita that we had in Nazir. And Avram already knew this at the beginning, that Lot himself is not going to be part of his tree. Just they're going to be a Havrach of Amon, they're going to be grafted onto us. Who's going to be grafted onto us? Rusin and Naama. But not really Lot himself. So now we can explain Rebbe Elazar and Nedarim. That was the sin of Avraham Avinu. He's mevatel Talmud Torah in order to save Lot. And in Achinami, the other shitos that didn't consider this a sin, they held like Rav Yitzchak. The mitzad atzma Lot was a baal madrega, and even after he separated, Avraham Avinu still had hope that Lot would come back, and then they'd be brothers again. So therefore, since Lot was a baal madrega, then there was nothing wrong with deploying the Talmid Chachamim, conscripting Talmid Chachamim to his army. But only according to Rebbe Elazar was a sin, because Rebbe Elazar didn't see Lot as being a baal madrega. Lot already wasn't supposed to be part of Avram's family. Lot and Avram Avinu already got a nevuah at the beginning that v'nivruchu b'cha, it's only going to be a havracha. The two people from his family are going to be grafted onto you, but he's not really part of your family, Lot. So if he's not really part of your family, what are Talmid Chachamim going to? What are you stopping them from their learning for? That's why it's dafka Rebbe Elazar l'shitaso that Avram Avinu was punished for an asana gai b'Talmid Chachamim to save Lot. Because according to him, it's only v'nivruchu b'cha kol mishpachas adama, only it's havracha that Naaman and Rus are going to be grafted from Lot's family, but Lot himself is really not your shutuf, he's really not your partner, he's not your partner. So then what are you bringing these Talmid Chachamim and deploying them for in the army? So that shita hold, that's Rebbe Elazar l'shitaso, he holds this is the sin, and you see that in the parasha that this is Avraham Avinu's sin, because you see in the parasha that Lot wasn't supposed to be his brother. Lot was separated, and Mimela, there was the Avraham Avinu did the wrong thing when he brought the Talmid Chachamim to fight in order to save him, because Lot wasn't such a baal madrega. And those who don't hold of Rebbe Elazar hold Lot was a baal madrega, and Avraham Avinu did the right thing by bringing the other people into the army. So that's Rebbe Elazar l'shitaso. So this has a very long hemshech to explain more beautifully how this fits in with Rebbe Elazar. And maybe in a future shiur we will go through that, and we still haven't gotten to Rabbi Yochanan, how this fits in with Rabbi Yochanan's shita of Avraham Avinu being punished that he wasn't machnas people tachas kanfei hashchina. So hopefully we will have a chance to talk about that also. Hashem should give us life and health and everything we need. But in the meantime, definitely a lot of food for thought, chedushim, and mirtz Hashem. We should see continued flaws mitar Hashem. Shalom, shalom.